good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up our series on the book of Judges, this series we've been calling Dumb Tax. And we looked at really the last sort of four chapters of the series. And a lot of it was just summary. There are two episodes at the end of the book of Judges, which actually in the history and the chronology of the book, it actually happens early in the period of the Judges. Even though it's at the end of the book, in the chronology of the time of the Judges, it happens pretty early, it seems. But basically, it's a summary. The last four chapters are a summary of, look at what happens when there is no king. There's a repeated phrase throughout the period of those last four chapters that says, this is the time when Israel had no king. And everybody did what was right in their own eyes. And it's almost like the author is, I mean, you can almost picture the author sitting there with a young Israelite boy or young Israelite girl and teaching them, right? This is what happens, right? When there is no king and everybody does what's right in their own eyes. And he tells, I mean, the story is honestly horrible. It's two stories. One is about a Levite priest who basically is like a priest for hire, but not even necessarily serving the Lord. He's kind of just using the Lord for his own ends to make money. And the Danites, it's the story of the tribe, the Danites sort of taking him from stealing him from one household and taking them with him. And it's just a weird story of sort of this like priest for hire, basically. And then the second story is an atrocious story. I mean, one of the worst moments in scripture, in a sense, as far as there's a abuse going on and some horrible, a lady is killed because of abuse. And it's just a terrible, terrible story. There's a civil war in Israel. They nearly wipe out the tribe of Benjamin. It's rampant sexual immorality. It's a very depressing episode. And yet what sort of encapsulates that is, again, the author coming back to, this is what happens when there is no king and everyone does what's right in their own eyes. And the author is, I think, writing from the time of the monarchy. And so, you know, primarily the author is looking, I think, to a human king, to David and to the monarchy of David, and saying, right, like when there was no king, look at how bad things were. And now we have a king. And David does usher in a much better period in the life of Israel. And yet there's also this sort of implicit idea of Israel has not only rejected, right, there's no human king, but he's rejected her ultimate king, the Lord, Yahweh. And of course, in a much bigger way, it anticipates, right, the day, kind of this idea that everything's not going to be right until the king sits on the throne, and not a human king, but the one who is both man and God, Jesus Christ, the ultimate king. But one of the things that, you know, we honed in on that on Sunday, but one of the things I didn't get to talk about as much on Sunday was just this idea that the forgetfulness of Israel, the time of the judges, right, them not having a king, everyone doing what was right in their own eyes, they had forgotten. This 350-year period is marked by a forgetfulness of who they are as a people. They have forgotten that God has chosen them, that they are set aside by God, that God has brought them into this land for a purpose. They are to be the Lord's army. They are to drive out the Canaanite peoples of that land because of their wickedness, and God is giving to them this land. And they are to be loyal to the Lord. They are to live as really lights here. They're to be a blessing. And God says, through you, I'm going to bless the whole world. And so they are to go and take possession of this land and then to live as God's people, as faithful to him in the midst of this land. And they forget that. They forget that God sent them there with a purpose. They forget who they are. And because they've forgotten their identity and they've forgotten who their king is, everything else goes wrong. They instead become very comfortable with the people around them. Instead of driving them out as God told them to, they come and they basically start worshiping their gods and adopting all of their practices. And they really, in a sense, lose who they are. They lose sight of the fact that they've been called by God for a purpose. And as I was reading that and thinking about that, I had to wonder at times, do we as believers, right, as the church, who have now been brought into the family of God, and given a purpose, just like Israel, we're given a purpose. We are called to make disciples. We're not called to drive the people around us out. We're called to make disciples of those around us. We are called to live as lights in the world and to make disciples, to be the light of Christ, to shine the light of Christ to others. I sometimes wonder, are we like the people of Israel? Have we forgotten who we are at times? I know in my own life, there are times where I get going so fast and get going so busy that I every once in a while zoom out and think, Kale, what was I placed here originally for? Why was I created? I was created to reflect the image of God, and I was saved by Christ, set apart to make disciples. My specific calling, God called me to be a pastor, but you know, for those of us listening this morning, you may not be called to be a pastor, but you are still called if you are a Christ follower. You have been saved and chosen and set apart to do good works, to love the Lord, to love others, to make disciples. We have a mission. We've been given a mission as the church, and that's to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and to live out our faith faithfully in the midst of culture. And I wonder sometimes, you know, have we forgotten that? Is much of what ails us as Christians and as the church, the fact that we, like Israel, have gotten too comfortable, we've adopted the attitude of the world rather than the attitude of Christ, and we've gotten sort of distracted by other things. We've rebelled against the Lord in that way. We've been unfaithful, and so we find ourselves in really difficult circumstances, and you know, like Israel, sometimes crying out to the Lord, and the Lord is gracious. But I do wonder, have we at times forgotten who we are? And is that where much of our trouble comes from? Is that we've forgotten God did not save us to just sit on the sidelines or to get distracted by lesser things? God saved us that we might walk with Him, walk in holiness, and be a light to those around us, not to get caught up in what's happening in culture, but rather to change culture, to shine the light of Christ into culture, and to live our lives in the workplace, with our teammates, for those of us who are students and still on teams, in our families and our friend groups and our activities. We are called to represent Christ to those around us. And when we forget that, when we forget that we have been called and chosen by God and set apart for a purpose, I think that's where oftentimes we get ourselves into trouble. And so I want to encourage you just to take a moment this morning. I'm going to pray for you, and then I encourage you just to take maybe a moment to take inventory of your own life and ask the question, Lord, have I forgotten why I'm here? Have I forgotten my purpose? Have I gotten so distracted with other things that I've forgotten I have a purpose? I am placed here by Christ to represent Christ to those around me. And then take a moment just to pray and ask the Lord to refocus your heart and your mind on what He's called you to do. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that You have loved us in Christ. We're grateful that You are our King. And God, I pray that we would submit every area of our lives to Your Lordship, to Your rulership and leadership. And then, Father, help us to remember our purpose, that we have been set here to love You with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we as Christians, as the church, have a specific mission to make disciples of those around us. And God, help us not to forget that and not to get distracted by lesser things. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and take a moment and pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.